You are listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Ben Valsler, and with Dr. Chris Smith. Don't forget, you can also listen to us online from anywhere in the world, or even out of the world, in Second Life.
And Octavius Zebendian is in Second Life, says, never listened to the show live, been listening to our podcast for 4 years. Congratulations, you survived listening to us for that long. He's finally got up early and caught us on Second Life, so welcome to you. Got some questions in relation to last week's show as well, Ben. In the programme, you covered a story on silent cars. This was the fact that with new generations, new breeds of cars, which are now running largely on electricity, they don't make enough noise, and it means they're a danger to other road users, especially people who might be sight or hearing impaired, who are walking along the road and don't catch them. We heard from April Russell, who says, how annoying to make quiet cars louder. Should I was listening to that show on July the 7th, and my immediate reaction was how annoying it would be to have nearly silent cars we have to make louder. Couldn't having cars emit some kind of continuous signal that could be picked up by a device that could be held by a vision-impaired person, and so the proximity of the vehicle could then change the behaviour of that thing, such as a bat, for instance, uses echolocation. Could the same sort of thing be used to alert a person who is beside the road and therefore they would know there was a car approaching?
That's a very nice idea, and I can see how it would work, but I can also see a couple of problems, because if we start to rely on these, if you have the vision-impaired community relying on these in order to avoid being hit by very quiet electric cars, then what happens when it goes wrong one day? And I really think we need to find ways where we don't rely entirely on technology to get around this. I've wondered what they must do in Holland, because I've been to Holland a few times, and they have trams there that are virtually silent as well. And with the amount of cyclists around, crossing the road in Amsterdam really can be quite a hazard, because there'll be a cyclist coming from one way, a tram coming from the other, and if you're not looking out carefully, they might well hit you. So I think we'll probably find a way around it that doesn't involve this sort of technology, but it's a really nice suggestion. Thanks very much.